now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland, and this is Talk to a Pastor. It's a very special, very, very, very special program, ladies and gentlemen. There aren't many programs like this, and although there may be a few, there aren't any that I know of, and I certainly doubt that there are any that have that are hosted by someone with the amount of knowledge that I have. I have a lot of knowledge that I can be very helpful with. Now, the world is in a big mess, and people's lives are in a mess. People's lives are in a mess. If nothing else, they are unfulfilled, unhappy, miserable, troubled, worried, upset, stressed out, full of anxiety, fears, doubts, etc., etc., etc. And so it is time for a pastor to be on the radio for some help. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I will say that there are some nice people around that offer help with mental health issues. There are some nice therapists around that will help you with your back or your shoulder. There are some nice nutritionists around that will help you with your nutritional needs and so on. But the deepest, life's deepest and most important issues are spiritual ones. They have a religious aspect to them, a moral aspect, you see. And you know that. You know that that's the case. And what is it, for example, that brings heartaches and unhappiness and pain in families? Isn't it hate? Isn't it anger? Isn't it rage? Isn't it resentment and judgment and unforgiveness? Ah, yes, unforgiveness. See? So if somebody could help you to forgive, wouldn't that be a beautiful thing? See, I can help you to forgive. See, now, that may sound a little bit odd. Maybe nobody said it that way, but I can actually help you to forgive. Look, be honest. Do you have a problem with unforgiveness? Is there somebody that you resent? Somebody who that you still have some baggage from the past? Somebody who did something to you? Do you resent your husband? Do you resent your wife? Do you get impatient with your kids? Do you resent your neighbor? Etc., etc. Do you have something that you can't forget? Something that you have? Are you hanging on to a grudge? See? Now, you know very well that you ought not to. You know you'd be a much nicer person, a much more noble, spiritual person if you did not have that grudge. It is a bit mean-spirited. Let's be honest about it. You know yourself. See, in your heart of hearts, you know that having a grudge against someone or secretly judging your husband. Oh, look, he's leaving his socks on the floor again. Oh, he forgot to put the toilet lid down. Oh, listen to him eat. He's making funny noises. Oh, he's snoring again. See? You know very well that your little judgments against your husband, for example, you know that they make you into a mean-spirited person. And you know that they damage your sweetness. See? They make you bitter and old before your time. That's what they do. You know that. You know you should give them up, but you don't know how. You do not know how. See, people don't teach you how to forgive. They say, well, you have to be nice to people. You have to embrace them. You have to accept them as they are. You have to do nice things for them. You have to say nice things to them. See? No. I can teach you how to forgive. Wouldn't that be worth the price of admission right there? It certainly would. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on streaming audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland. I am an ordained minister. I am indeed. And I've been helping people for over 20 years. I've written 10 books, or 11 books now. I think now I've written 11 books. Hundreds of articles and blog posts. You know, hundreds of hours of audio. Now, I said that I can help you to forgive, so you can be happy, cheerful, lighthearted, sweet. See? All those wonderful things. I can help you. I can show you how. I can teach you how. Okay? But I'm not going to do it right now. No, I'm not going to give away the store right now. If you want to find out, well, you're going to have to listen in. You're going to have to keep listening. I'm not to tell you right now. Even though I could tell you right now how to forgive. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is my new book. My new book, which is called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Such a wonderful book. It's written from a pastor's perspective. So it's going to be a little bit Christian. It's going to be a little bit conservative. It's going to be a little bit old-fashioned. However, I have updated. I had written a nice book before called My Husband and I Argue All the Time. Time-Tested Truths for Healing Relationships. And then I changed the title to Marriage Matters. Lessons from the Past, Hope for the Future. Beautiful title. Now, that book is still available. It's called Marriage Matters. Still available. It's about 180 pages. Excellent book. It's classic. Classic book. However, I decided to update the book. The original book, whichever title you want to give it, the original book that I wrote was mainly about marriage. About arguing in marriage and about forgiveness, and about dads and fathers, and about moms, and a little bit about divorced moms, and about how to restore happy family. Very nice book. However, I have updated it now, and it's more inclusive. Now I talk about relationships. See, I'm more inclusive. I include people in long-term relationships, short-term relationships. I have a chapter about dating and courtship. I'm in favor of courtship. I'm not in favor of casual dating. I talk about marriage, pre-marriage considerations, who to marry. I talk about, you know, is it okay to marry somebody of a different faith or somebody who's not a Christian? You know, things like that. I talk about, have a chapter in there, my wife asked me to leave. What should I do? My wife asked me to leave. What should I do? I have a chapter in there about, my wife has been unfaithful. Now what? I just found out my wife has been unfaithful. Now what? See? So now you can imagine what a good book this is, because I cover everything. It's marriage from A to Z, relationships from A to Z. And, of course, I talk about the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve. The more you read me about what I have to write, and the longer you live and the more you're involved in your relationship or your marriage, the more you will eventually come to see that good old Adam and Eve, see, that you and your spouse are a chip off the old block. You men, you are Eve all over, Adam all over again. What do they say? Redux, Adam, redux. And your wife? Eve. You wives are Eves and your husband is Adam. guilty, and your husband or your boyfriend fail you just the way Adam failed his wife. See how that works? All right. You want to read? It's a good read. Look, you get my book, then you can get yourself some potato chips or chocolate or a latte or some bottled water or something. You can curl up on the sofa and read it. It's just wonderful. Oh, and it's available. Oh, it will be available very soon in quality paperback. Right now, it's available to read online, to read or to download to your computer or mobile device. Would you like to get the book? Would you like to get everything about marriage and relationships from a pastor's perspective, updated to be inclusive for the 21st century? Some good old-fashioned advice. Well, here's what you do. You go to my relationships blog, and you can actually get it there right now. I'm running a special. It's only $1.95. I know what you're going to say. That's unbelievably inexpensive, and it is unbelievably inexpensive for $1.95. It's much better than any movie you could possibly watch. It's much better than any music you could download. And it's not going to be $1.95 forever. I'm probably going to raise the price again, so take advantage of the bargain right now, $1.95, where you can read it on your computer, you can download it to your computer, or you can download it to your mobile device and read it wherever you go. It's called Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, Making Relationships Work. Such a wonderful book. 318 pages. If you'd like to get the book, go to, here's where you can go, to my blog, which is commonsensecouples.blogspot.com. Now that's Common Sense Couples with an S, Sense Couples, all strung together. All three words are strung together without any dashes or anything. commonsensecouples.blogspot.com. commonsensecouples.blogspot.com. That's easy to remember. commonsensecouples.blogspot.com. And right there, you'll see. There'll be probably right at the top of the right sidebar. There's a place you can click right there. You can go preview the book, and then you can order it and start reading it this weekend. Today. Start reading it this afternoon. Okay? All right. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is post-traumatic stress disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. I want to talk about PTSD because a lot of people have it. In fact, we all have it. But some have it a lot worse than others, especially those people who have been to Iraq or Iran or somewhere like that. They come home, a lot of them. Not to mention the vets from the Vietnam War. Post-traumatic stress disorder. I can help. Because it's like I said earlier, it's not just an anxiety disorder. It's an identity disorder. And it has to do with spirit, with a spiritual crisis, a moral crisis. That's part of PTSD. I'll be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. My name is Pastor Roland. Incidentally, if you'd like to visit my Talk to a Pastor online place, you can go to My Pastor Chat, www.mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com. And there you can find out about how to talk to me via, you know, texting, chat, via Skype, telephone, email. See, you can. I've had some nice email exchanges with people for dollars. You can type, and see, email is quite nice. Some people, they need time to compose their thoughts together, and they can put together a very nice email where they list out what their issue is and some of the factors and things like that. They send it to me, and then I read it and thoughtfully consider it, and then I thoughtfully prepare an answer. And by return email, the price for that is $10 for an email exchange. That's pretty cheap, really, to get professional pastoral counseling, professional spiritual counseling. That's very reasonable. And of course, I've got one of the neatest things I have is pay per minute, pay as you go. Counsel or advice, whatever you want to call it, advice, feedback. You know, a pastor's opinion, a third-party opinion, another take on your issue. And it's pay as you go. And it's per minute. Right now, the charge is 50 cents. Now, if you're listening, you might be listening to this months from now in archives. The price may not be at that point 50 cents, but right now it is. It's a special, special low price. 50 cents a minute. In other words, you can talk to me by on the phone, actually, or by texting. That's right. You can sit right there with your mobile device or at your computer, and you can text. We can text back and forth. And believe me, I've been at this for a long time now. I can come up with some really good insights and answers in a very short amount of time. A lot of times, the session is only like half an hour, for example. You get an answer to your issue, your relationship issue, Christian walk issue. A lot of relationship questions I get. Husbands and wives and parents and kids and boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, a lot of that stuff. And I can be a lot of help, really. Pay as you go. In other words, you're in charge. In other words, you don't have to sign up for some big session. You don't have to drive across town and sit in a waiting room and then go in there and then, you know, get charged for an hour. And you can basically talk to me 50 cents a minute, and you're in charge of how long it is. We could talk for 15, let's say we talked for 20 minutes, chatted back and forth for 20 minutes. Okay, well, how much is that? That's $10. So we could have a nice 20-minute chat, then you could go away, and I'd provide you some extra resources, some food for thought and some resources, and you could go off and ponder what I said, take a look at the resources, study, do some reading, do some listening, come back later, a week later, have another session, half an hour, whatever. You see how cheap that is? Unbelievably cheap. Now, let's talk about PTA. Oh, yes, mypastorchat.com. Where to go? www.mypastorchat.com. Okay, now let's talk about PTSD. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you see, trauma, what we're talking about is trauma. That's what people forget. We're talking about PTSD, we're talking about trauma. And what is it? It's a spiritual trauma, it's a psychic trauma, it's a soul trauma. See, whether it's a rape or violence or something horrible happening or being in the field of battle, it's a trauma. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roland. We're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. I've been reading a good book. I think it was published in 2005. It's called War and the Soul, Healing Our Nation's Veterans from Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder by Edward Tick, Ph.D. War and the Soul, Healing Our Nation's Veterans from Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder by Edward Tick, Ph.D. It's a very, very good book. And he points out that moral pain is the root cause of PTSD. And he refers, for example, to Robert J. Lifton, who talked about trauma-producing situations. He talked about an article written by Peter Marin, I think. Was it Peter Marin? Yes, Peter Marin, Living in Moral Pain. It was an excellent article. It was originally published in Psychology Today a few years ago. Very popular. Very good article. For example, he says, this is Dr. Tick now from his book, War and the Soul. He says, wounds such as these cannot be healed or corrected with medications, stress reduction techniques, eye movement therapies, or other impersonal or value-neutral strategies. Therapy must find its missing gravity. Pain like this is carried for a lifetime. Pain like his is a marker of moral trauma. He was talking about a gentleman who... I can't go into all the details. It happened in Vietnam, I think. But this soldier was asked to do something that he didn't feel was right. So the point is, you get a young person, a nice young person, and you put them over in a situation, in a trauma-producing situation. Very famous research done by Robert Lifton. Trauma-producing situation where there is violence, where there is a moral, ethical reversal, you know, where you're asked to do something that you consider wrong. You're asked to do something that you consider to be wrong, and yet it's said to be right. See? That's a moral turning something upside down. It's an inversion of one sense of good and evil. It's an inversion of one sense of good and evil. You put a person in that type of situation with violence, with chaos, with mayhem, with confusion. See? And then, you know, you add some other elements. How about duplicity, lying, betrayal, disloyalty? See? Untrustworthiness. You add all of these elements. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is this. These people need more than just what they're getting. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Well, as usual, I've run out of time. Visit mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com. You'll see some articles there about PTSD. In fact, even a little page link at the top, PTSD. I've written a lot about it. I've written some books. And I have a meditation that's very helpful. Yes, the missing gravity in our therapy, ladies and gentlemen. You know what the missing gravity is? It's God. That's right. But it has to be real. See, these people have to have their faith restored, their trust restored, their belief in God restored, their belief in goodness restored. They have to be sense that they are forgiven, and they have to forgive themselves. There's so much involved, and God is needed, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.